Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on review number 6, and in review number 6, we're on lesson 202. Here is our idea for the day, and for the entire review. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me.
And we are reviewing lesson 182. I will be still a moment and go home. Why would I choose to stay an instant more where I do not belong, when God Himself has given me His voice to call me home?
I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me.
So for our review time, we always like to do a little something different.
Mm-hmm.
And just for you all to kind of know where we're headed, the conversation that we had yesterday, like this practical help of, okay, you know, don't let an idle thought go unchallenged. Here's a practical thing to use. You can say, you know, this thought I do not want, I choose instead. And then I say, I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. What we'd like to do is talk about whatever comes up for us, but kind of bring it into like really not current events, like we're going to talk about specific news, something in the news, but specific things that are coming up in life, whether in our country, in our personal life, in our even our little community here where we live, and how we can bring the course to it. So that's kind of like the theme for us of our review, because what's so important to us is that we all learn to live from this space that A Course in Miracles is helping us get to. And we're all on our journey there, and some of us are farther along than others, but we're all learning. You know, as we talked about in our text group, oh, this would be a good time to say too, we have a Sunday text group. If you're interested in that, we go one sentence at a time through the text, and it's a lovely group. It's a very small group. And if you would like to join us, all you have to do is contact us, and we'll send you the Zoom link. And we meet on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, and it goes for about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half, with some sharing and teaching, and it's just really a nice, it's really a nice time. So please know that you're invited to that. So where would you like to start today, Ada?
Well, I wanted to start with this feeling that I've had, I know you have had, and many other people, especially the core students that we've talked to. And, you know, it's interesting how when you're talking, when we get the opportunity to talk to other ACIM students, how the sharing is a little more free, you can say, because we have a nice shared language.
Yes.
There's the shared experience of A Course in Miracles, not like we're like, you know, awkward with everyone else, but it's more like we get to then have our course speak.
Yes.
And we have like that commonality between us. And so like this lesson today, I will be still a moment and go home. So what's been coming up for me, you know, a lot lately is this idea of going home and how much I wish I could just go home. Because I get so tired of the egoic actions that take place in the world. It's like, to me, I just get exhausted. It's like, ugh, can we just have the happy dream already, please?
Yeah, you know, and I think that really is something that so many of us are feeling. It just seems like all since COVID, it seems like so many people that you meet or you hear about, it's just been very, life has been very stressful. And I know it's stressful for many folks all the time. And depending on where you live in the world, it's, you know, it can be very, very stressful. But yes, and you know, we had this experience where we live just a few days ago that we wanted to go buy a birthday gift and we wanted to go to the mall after work. And we thought, okay, we'll just go to the mall and then we'll shoot on home and we'll do our things. And then here we get some notification. I forget who got it first, but we can't go to the mall because there may be an active shooter at the mall. Now, thankfully, there wasn't an active shooter at the mall. And it just, this, I will be still a moment and go home. Why would I choose to stay in Instantmore where I do not belong? That thought, I didn't have these words yet because we weren't in the review, but that thought came up for me as like, oh my word, this is exhausting. You can't even go to the mall and get a birthday gift. Mm-hmm. And it was, and so, you know, bringing A Course in Miracles to a situation like that, for me, would really be to understand that what I'm seeing outside, there is a projection of what needs healing inside of me. And so there, when I do that, it doesn't seem as out of control.
And we still got to deal with it.
Well, yeah, we still couldn't go to the mall.
Yeah, and then my heart went out for the people who work at the different stores in the mall. Like, it's like, for me, I'm thinking, oh, you know, this is awful. I'm completely inconvenienced in my birthday gift buying because I can't go to the mall. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not. I have, you could say, the choice not to go. I'm not working there. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go there. But it's like,
and for all the people that have actually lost people in mass shootings.
I know. And so it's, you know, so then when I, all of these different tragedies, and it's like, I worked at a store in that mall. I wasn't even paid enough to deal with mass shootings and anything mm-hmm. like that. It's like, and, but then
and it's stressful.
And it's so, and it makes the everybody's life, from the employees, management, from customers, it just makes it so stressful. Then you get a lesson like this: I will be still a moment and go home. And as I do my work, I often find myself, well, how still do I need to be? Because I get so like ready. It's like my ability to tolerate lacks of love is getting less and less and less and less. And it's like, I'm ready for the miracles. Bring them on. I need them. And I think that's been my struggle with A Course in Miracles and other people's struggles that I've talked to, is we do this work. You know, we put in the time, we put in the effort, we do our part, we learn the lessons. And then the challenge is, ego life just keeps on rolling. You know, the life happens. It continues to happen. And even as the Course teaches, it's going to keep happening until every part of the sonship learns this lesson.
And of which we are a part.
Of which we are a part.
And I think we can't really forget that, because I know I've quoted it so many times, but it's just what I, you know, one of the great little helps of life is Deepak Chopra's, when we heal ourselves, we heal the world.
Yeah.
So we can do, as we do our healing work, we show up differently, and then our interactions with others is different, and then their interactions are affected by that. And it's just, you know, this, what is it called? The unlocking chain of forgiveness?
Unlocking chain of forgiveness.
The interlocking chain of forgiveness, where you can see that happening, right? So I guess for me, you know, in wanting to bring the Course to like really daily lives during this review, even more than we typically do, I think it's okay to be sad. And I do think it's, you know, like page 400 of the CE says, you know, do not minimize, hide, or deny your pain. And so when you're feeling like, oh man, this is, you know, this is stressful. I worry about, you know, we didn't know anyone who worked at the mall, but your heart just all of a sudden stops. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, what's going on with people that are innocently going to the mall on a Monday afternoon, you know, something like that. And so, you know, I think it's just really important to be real and to feel what we're feeling and allow the feelings to be there, because we're not being asked to not feel, and we're not being asked to, you know, like, make our feelings sound better than they really are or something like that, you know, pretty them up a bit. You know, they're really, really, it's just like, let's just all be real.
Yeah. And it's just like the page 400 in the CE, do not hide, minimize, or deny your pain, your wounds, because that's actually the only way to be, for them to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't ever want to be this kind of Debbie Downer kind of person. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not my intention. That's not who I want to be. And the lessons of the course, they have been there so much in my healing journey, because I don't get nearly as down as I used to. Like, I know how to get like down. But as we're having this conversation, all these different ideas are coming into my mind. And there's a part in the Miracle Principles that's found in the CE where, so this is written in 1965. So this was actually talking about Jesus's reaction to the Nazis, you know, in World War II, in the 30s and 40s, around that time period. And then it says, he says, I wept many tears over this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that line so comforting. It's even in the Bible, not about Nazis, but he says, Jesus wept, you know, shortest verse in the Bible. And the connection between Jesus wept in the Bible and Jesus weeping many tears over, you know, genocide and other tragedies, and just horrendous, horrendous, unspeakable. I'm just going to say evil. That's what it is. That is comforting in a way to me, because it's not like, you know, our connection to the divine is just so passive and just like, yeah, everything's great up here in the happy dream. Where are you? Mm-hmm. You know, it's, we are, when we say we're not alone in this, like, that's honest to God, the truth, you know, the divine weeps along with us in our suffering.
And that's why I get, you know, like, not wanting to be a Debbie Downer. And yet it's so important to be real.
I think so too, because I've actually get farther in my Debbie Downer-ness when I don't talk about it.
Well, yeah, because when we're putting on that happy face, and because, you know, why would I choose to stay an instant more when I do not belong? So actually, I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. What does it mean, I am still as God created me? God created us as eternal spirit. And so we are eternal spirit. We are not our bodies. So here we are, and we either hear about tragedies 24/7 on the news, we hear about tragedies in our daily lives, we experience them ourselves. You know, this is really a tough gig we've got going on here. And to be able to acknowledge it and be real, and it's almost like, you know, when we expose the darkness to the light dispels the darkness. It's that, I think, when we're talking about, that's why I say, you know, let's just be real with our feelings. I know that's really been something that's changed for me as I've been on my Course Miracles journey. I mean, I used to be afraid to even admit, whether you call it praying or talking to God or just kind of just being real with yourself. I mean, I don't think any of that matters, the verbiage of that. But, you know, for me to, I used to just think, oh, well, you know, I should be so thankful for what I do have. I shouldn't be worrying about what I don't have, or I should be so thankful, you know, for, you know, XYZ when someone else over there doesn't have XYZ. We'd had a whole conversation about that a few days ago. But really is, it's like, you know, now it's, I'm more real just with myself, you know, like, this is disappointing, or I'm really feeling sad, or, you know, like, I think this is crap. And, you know, just be able to say what's really going on. I am finding that that is then allowing me to be real in other areas. And as I'm real is like, for me to say, you know, I'm sad, then I'm sad because I heard of something happened to a dog last week, let's say, because I was. So I hear about something awful happened to a dog. And instead of just kind of pushing that down and maybe not talking about it, or just saying, oh, well, you know, at least my dog's okay, you know, it's like, no, this makes me sad. This makes me angry. And that, to me, as I say it or bring it up and share it, whether I'm just sharing it to God, then that is exposing the darkness to the light, and the light then dispels the darkness, meaning I am comforted. Mm-hmm. Or I find, you know, I get guidance for what I might be able to do to help. Or, and many times it's just pray, you know? And so,
what you're really sharing brings up in me is when you look at what Bill Wilson, you know, the guy who started AA along with Dr. Bob, how his goal with Alcoholics Anonymous was to really guide people as he was guided through a total transformation of self. Mm-hmm. Now, part of that transformation was, in like today's vernacular, we would say feeling your feelings, mm-hmm. like to the deepest level. Not numbing yourself, not just maybe
putting on a happy face,
checking some boxes, saying, yeah, I did the steps, but like real complete transformation. You could say, you can use Bible words, you can say new creature in Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, it's meant the same thing. It, you know, had different words and maybe a different experience, but it's that idea.
Total transformation of self, though, is what all of that means.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually what we're working through with A Course in Miracles. Now, to go through a total transformation of self, we can't hide, minimize, or deny. Mm-hmm. We can't avoid our pain. We can't avoid the tough conversations, the tough feelings. Even though it seems simpler to just, you know, focus on the positive. Just say, okay, I'll be still a moment, go home. Okay, and then just repeat that over and over to ourselves. If we also don't look at the blocks to being still, just like as in the introduction to all of A Course in Miracles says, we're undoing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. Well, we just can't bulldoze our way through the blocks. We actually have to look at what are those blocks that really hinder our awareness to love's presence. Because if I just say I'll be still a moment and go home, and, you know, I have tears in my eyes, that doesn't, like, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to be still and go home. It's like I have some wounds to tend to. But part of tending to those wounds becomes our journey on our total transformation of self.
And I do want to say that just like the Course has all these lessons from the very simplistic of given everything I see in this room, all the meaning that it has for me, to today's I am not a body, I am free, for I'm still as God created me. All those little steps that we've taken for 202 days actually, to me, represent our healing journey. You know, so if let's say we've had trouble And we've just stuffed all of our feelings, and we're just feeling so, you know, so bad because we've stuffed and we've stuffed and we've stuffed. Then really what we want to do is just ask for, just, you know, just ask for guidance. And it'll be very gentle, and it'll be just the right step for us. You know, so many of us, you know, want to be completely healed yesterday when we have really not done any healing work in our whole life, even though, you know, there's no judgment on that. It's just that we just really haven't known what to do or how to get started or have the right guidance. So it's really being gentle with ourselves on our healing journey, and our healing journey won't look like anyone else's. And also just remembering that we're not alone on our healing journey, because truly we aren't our body, and we are free, and we still are the eternal spirit that we were created to be, and that is what we are. And so I guess maybe my last word for today is, number one, I think it's nice to just have a chance to just talk about you know, life and what's going on in our little world here, and maybe the bigger picture or just even some personal. So that's what we'll be doing for this review. But to just really, you know, have a conversation about making A Course in Miracles real in our lives. By that I mean something that actually we can use to help us.
Yeah.
You know, that it's not where we're not reciting verses.
Make it more than an insight.
Yeah. We're not reciting verses just because we can say, now I got all this memorized. It's more like, so how do we use this? Mm-hmm. How do we call on this? Just like, you know, and how we decided to do it this way is because of, okay, this practical thing. So I have this thought I do not want. I choose instead that I'm going to really, really get that I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. And that will help us to really to be still a moment and go home.
Yeah.
Because we'll recognize that we're never alone. Yeah. Even though we have felt so alone at times, there's always a part of us that knows way, 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 way down deep. That I think that's that spark, you know, that's that the Christ that is in all of us,
yeah,
that knows that we are only love.
Mm-hmm.
So happy practicing our review. And remember, I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. See you tomorrow.
See you then.